East Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
We start with news just in. A man has drowned after getting into difficulty while swimming at a Durban beach. Emergency services responded to the incident at New Beach this morning. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says they were shown to the man, who's believed to be in his 30s, by lifeguards and Metro Police.
Paramedics assessed the man, however, he showed no signs of life and was declared deceased at the scene. ALS paramedics would like to urge people to please be cautious this festive season and be responsible. Swim in designated areas and be careful of the ocean's current. Please obey the lifeguards and please do not swim under the influence of any substance or alcohol. At this stage, the events leading up to the drowning is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
Moving to Gauteng, more details have emerged about a deadly mass shooting in Pretoria. It's understood three suspects entered an illegal tavern at Soulsville Hostel in Atteridgeville this morning and randomly shot at patrons. Police say 25 people were shot. Spokesperson Athlinda Mate says 10 people died at the tavern, while one person succumbed to their injuries in hospital. Three children aged between 3 and 16 are among those killed. Mate says a manhunt for the suspects has been launched.
Our investigations are continuing. There is a multidisciplinary team that we have mobilized, and we have registered a case of 11 counts of murder as well as 14 counts of attempted murders. We are told that this particular incident happened at around 4:15 this morning, but we were only alerted as the police at around 6 o'clock on this particular incident.
And further afield, the European Union has hit Elon Musk's X with a $140 million fine for breaking its digital rules. This was the first fine imposed by the European Commission under its Digital Services Act on content. The social media platform is guilty of breaching the DSA's transparency obligation. The breaches include the deceptive design of its blue checkmark for supposedly verified accounts and its failure to provide access to public data for researchers. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has on X called the fine an attack on all American tech platforms and the American people by foreign governments. And finally, Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube says collaboration with international partners is key to preparing South African learners for a technology-driven economy. She recently engaged the French business community to explore support for foundational learning, early childhood development and skills programs across schools. Ministry spokesperson Terence Kala says partnerships with international stakeholders are vital to equip learners with the skills needed for the future workforce.
The minister reaffirmed the investment in early childhood development and how it yields the highest long-term returns for South Africa's human capital development, and underscored the pivotal role that the private sector can play in strengthening the establishment, maintenance and quality of early childhood development centres.
The top story, news just in, a man has drowned after getting into difficulty while swimming at a Durban beach. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.